We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amad Yomi Hachal Shabbos, Siman Shin Vav. We're in the middle of Siv Vav. Says the Mechaber, V'davka l'daber im rotze lehistaker. Aval asachar l'haskir los chumos asar. You're only allowed to discuss the potential of hiring someone, but to actually hire someone and to state an amount of money is prohibited. The Rama adds, Yesh omrim du b'makam shenogim litein l'kori b'tor mishaberach v'noder l'tztako l'chazan da asar b'shabbos. There are some who hold that when one gets an aliyah and they have a mishaberach made for them and they are going to give tzedakah to the shul because of the mishaberach that they received, this bracha that they received, you're not allowed to state how much money they are going to give. But the Rama says the minag is lahakel because it is mutter to say that you are giving money to tzedakah on Shabbos as it is chefse shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah, in discussing this halacha, states that it is also prohibited to give a matana, to give a present to one's friend on Shabbos, because it is similar to business, to mekach u'memkar, because the present is going from your rishus to the other rishus. The only time that it's permitted is if it is l'tzorech Shabbos, or l'tzorech yontif, or any other tzorech mitzvah. The reason is, since the prohibition is only mishum nira kemekach u'memkar, we will permit it mishum Tzorech mitzvah. And because of this prohibition, it is prohibited to give a present to a chasan at his ufruf on Shabbos, or to give a, for the shul to give a present to the bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos also. It is very common for one to bring a gift to a place where they are eating on Shabbos for a meal. And therefore, if they are going to give that gift on Shabbos, they should be sure that it is something which is a tzorech Shabbos or a tzorech mitzvah, something that is going to be used for the meal, like a candy dish. But if one is just going to bring flowers on Shabbos, it might be an issue. It is better to be brought before Shabbos. There's a discussion in the poskim, since we stated that it is prohibited to make kinyanim on Shabbos, there, because of mekach u'memkar, there's a discussion whether it is permitted to set up a kinyan before Shabbos to occur on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chuvas Chassam Sofer say that it's prohibited to do so because of Mekach U'Memkar, but the Chuvas Sholem Meshev and the Chazon Ish say that it is permitted. This would occur with internet transactions, where you would set up the kinyan to occur on Shabbos, and then you would buy the stock on Shabbos via the internet. Rav Moshe says that since there's no clear raya either way, it is best to be machmir misafik. Siv Zayin, Mutter Limdo B'Shabbos Medida Shal Mitzvah Kagon Limdo Dimish B'Mikvar B'Imsa. It is permitted to make measurements, which are measurements for mitzvah purposes, on Shabbos, such as measuring whether there is arba imsa in the mikvah for a kosher mikvah. V'limdod ezor mishu cholav alocha shalav k'mo shenogim anashim mutter dav medida shal mitzvah. So to measuring the waistline of a sick person to see how you would heal them with lachash would also be permitted, because that is also a medida shal mitzvah. Even though in general isurim are not permitted just b'makom mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah explains this prohibition is different because medida, measuring, is only asur mishum of the dechol, and of the dechol we will permit in a makom mitzvah. There is also no prohibition of shchikas hamamanim, the general prohibition of healing on Shabbos, when it comes to this lechisha or this measuring, because since it is not a genuine refuah, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a mashkel or an ochel, it's not a liquid or a food, the gzerev shchikas hamamanim does not apply to it. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah to know, this Mishnah Berurah of Ka'an Lamavav, that the gzerev shchikas hamamanim of refuah only applies to refuah sheyesh b'mamish, like mashka or ochel. The Rama in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sif Aleph says that even though medida is prohibitive, it is not l'tzorech mitzvah. If you're just measuring, but a not exact measurement, you just eyeball it, that is going to be permitted as well. As well, since the prohibition is only mishum of the dechol, it is only prohibitive if it's something that you usually do during the week in a prohibited manner. But measuring someone's temperature is not going to be prohibited because this isn't really considered to be of the dechol, even if it is not for a choleh.